It's so good, Lord, to come into your presence, to gather together, Lord, with your people, to seek your face, and
thank you, Jesus,
to go into you a little bit more and wait on you and see what it is that you have in mind for the moment.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
Lord, we love you so much, and it truly is our joy to honor you tonight.
Jesus.
We just want to keep coming, Lord. Keep coming into this room with you.
Oh, hallelujah.
And gather together to worship you.
Praise
and to seek your face. Because we love you more than anything,
Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Our lives are not about ourselves.
Thank
it's all
you,
about
Jesus.
You.
Thank you, Lord.
Have your way in this place tonight, Lord, we
thank
pray.
You, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
In Jesus'
praise
name.
You, Lord. Lord, we just
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to read a little bit out of the book of Luke tonight. The Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him. And the Lord said, whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation? And to what are they like? They are like unto children sitting in the marketplace and calling one to another and saying, we have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned you, and ye have not wept. For John the Baptist came, neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and ye say, he hath a devil. The Son of Man is come eating and drinking, and ye say, behold, a gluttonous man and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of all her children. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with them, and he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat down at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, and stood at his feet behind him weeping and washing, and began to wash his feet with her tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisees which had bidden him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touched him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he said, Master, say on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 5,000 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him the most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet. She hath washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much, but to whom little is given, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said to the woman, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you
for your great love, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
we thank you for your great love, Lord Jesus.
Thank
you for who you are.
Thank you, Lord.
God of compassion.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
There is no one that could stray too far from you, Jesus. You love us so much, Lord. You have reached down and pulled every one of us up out of the places that we had taken ourselves to. And we just want to tell you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your great love. Thank you for loving us, Jesus. We worship you tonight. We're here to give you all the glory, all the praise.
I love you, Jesus.
You're wonderful, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus. I love
you. You deserve our worship. You deserve our worship. We ask you to fill this place, Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to fill this place. We receive your glory, Jesus. We receive, Lord Jesus, all that you are, Jesus. I was listening to Homer's message from Sunday, and I remember one part where he said that anybody that came to the Lord didn't just give them what they needed. They had to ask. They had to tell him what they wanted. So tonight, as we're worshiping him, let's ask him to fill this room with his glory. We ask, Lord Jesus, we ask you to fill this place with you, with your glory.
Yes, Father.
With all your glory, with all that you are. We call on you, Lord Jesus. There's nothing else we want but you.
Hallelujah.
And we ask you to fill this place. Each and every heart, Lord Jesus, fill us, Lord. Fill us with your presence. Because we love you. We love you so much. And we want more of you. We want all that you have in mind for us. All that you know that we could contain at this moment. We want it, Lord Jesus. We want your glory. We want your presence, Jesus. Have your way in us, through us. We bless your holy name, Jesus. We bless you. You're so deserving. You're so deserving, Jesus. We exalt you. We magnify you. We give you glory, honor, and praise. And we are asking you, Lord Jesus, to come. Come, Lord Jesus. Rise up in us and have your way. Have your way.
We love you, Jesus.
Get your glory, Jesus.
We love you.
Fill
us,
get your glory, Lord.
We love you, Lord.
Have your way. As we worship
we bless you,
you,
God.
We love you, Jesus.
As we bless you.
We need you, Lord.
We love you.
We
love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Worship.
We'll give you all the praise.
You did it, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you for the victory,
Lord,
God. Thank you for the victory.
You have broken, Lord.
Thank you for freedom, God.
You have broke every chain, Lord.
Thank you for power.
Thank you, Jesus.
You've set us free, Lord God.
We receive it, Jesus.
Whom the Son sets free
yes,
is free.
Thank
indeed.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, we love you. We love you. We love
blessed
you.
Be the Lamb.
We love you.
Blessed be the Lamb.
We love you, Jesus.
We release your glory, Father.
We exalt you.
In the name of Jesus, we release your glory. We just praise you right now. Blessings and glory and praise and honor. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We exalt you, we praise and magnify you, Jesus. We praise and magnify you, Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb. Blessed be the Lamb. Jesus. 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 Praise your name. Praise your name, Jesus. Exalt your name. We exalt your name. We exalt your name. We praise you, Jesus. Blessings. Blessings and glory. Praise and honor, Jesus. Blessings and glory and praise and honor, Jesus. Blessed be the Lamb. Blessed be the Lamb. Jesus, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus.
We praise.
Bless you, Jesus.
We love you.
Worthy, Jesus. Worthy, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. We exalt you. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. To receive a miracle, we're going to pray for anybody that needs to receive a miracle in your body or in any other way, and believe that that miracle takes place right now, right now at this particular time. So if you need prayer for anything, please come and stand. Some of you elders, if you'll stand with me, please pray. Father, we worship. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So this is for you and Jacob. So lift your hands. Jesus. For all that is necessary in the body. Father, we pray for mother and child, both. The glory of God will pass. And in the name of Jesus Christ, by his shed blood, now, in Jesus' name, we release your glory. Let your healing come. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke this stiffness of neck, soreness in shoulder. For that child, may he be now raised up with all infection out of his body. We curse it and release the power of God to him now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. For Jasmine, Jesus just loves Jasmine so much, and she's going to go get some tests tomorrow, and this is going to be concerning her liver, and we're just going to believe God tonight that as a result of this prayer and all the other prayers that have been being prayed for her by family and other friends, that all the tests are going to be normal and perfect. So can I pray for you, Jasmine? Can I hold your hands? Okay, that's good. And if one of you ladies will just touch her stomach. Yeah, Candy. So, this isn't magic. It's not a potion or a hex or something to be feared. The good God, the loving God, that's the only God, he gave his son. Jesus loves you so much, Jasmine. He shed his blood, died on a cross, bore stripes in his body, that you don't ever have to live in sickness. So I speak to the liver through the authority of Jesus Christ. I am nothing of myself. I'm only a man. But in the name of Jesus, I use what you've given me, Jesus, and you've given me authority on this earth. Now I command that anything that's there that is a symptom, I command you to disappear in Jesus' name. So much so that the test results will reveal that something has passed, something is gone, and something is over in the name of Jesus. I release the power of God through the laying on of hands Lord, and his hands are laid there in her abdomen area, and I speak to the liver. Liver, you are perfect. We command everything that's even trying, cursed in the name of Jesus. Blessed is this liver. And I thank you, Lord, that Jasmine lives to be a very old lady. All her life is blessed. She will have children and see great-grandchildren. Father, we bless her in the name of Jesus, and we speak life, life over her body in the name of Jesus. And we bless her family. We bless her family in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Amen. This, are you in line? Your son-in-law, you get to stand, Lord.
The itises have come.
Oh no, we don't. Yeah, I know.
They're
just
trying.
Lying symptoms.
Lying.
Okay.
All of them. We'll just send them
scattered.
Have you stand and agree with me.
Amen. Stretch your faith this way. Jesus, we thank you that we take nothing less than what your image is. And that image is perfect health in our joints, in our muscles. Lord, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Now, I just release the power of God right now. And I totally expect 100% that this prayer will bring forth a great harvest, and that, Lord God, she will feel even tonight the absolute result of this prayer. I release the power of God through my hands now. In the name of Jesus, receive that life. Receive that life in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I got faith for you, brother. Faith is being energized inside of me. I don't know what you need, but I got faith for it. Hallelujah. Good. Okay. Well, let's get rid of that in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. I do have faith, and you've given us grace to have faith. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, is these all headaches? Jesus, I need a catcher on the middle person because I think I see something. So in Jesus' name, watch out, little woman. You're so cute, I would hate for you to be bowled over. Now, what about this guy? You can't catch all three because they're all going to go. Jesus, lift your hands. Father, no hocus pocus, no theatrics, but just your glory in what I see. And in the name of Jesus, life into the brains and life into the metabolism, and I rebuke any warring spirit against this family in the name of Jesus. Even if this is anything to do with their vocation or anything to do genetically or anything, Lord, even besides for spiritual intervention, I release the power of God that all the days of their life they dwell in perfect harmony with their body and no more headaches. In the name of Jesus, I release the power of God. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it in Jesus' name. I rebuke headaches over this family, and I release the power of God over them in Jesus' name. Life and grace forever, forever in Jesus' name. Anointing, Jesus' name. Anointing, anointing. Hallelujah. It breaks the yoke. It breaks the yoke. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. This is going out too. No. Amen. Okay, this is for his sister. It's 4 months pregnant, having some diabetic problems. Doctors are saying terminate the pregnancy. We don't believe in that. We believe in life coming to being. In the name of Jesus, I don't care where this woman walks.
I don't care where she is walking spiritually. Lord, I thank you that you cross the void. We saw it all through Mark, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And that, Lord God, I thank you that one day she will be more accountable. She will walk in a great place with you. And I thank you for it. But in Jesus' name, I touch this. Baby be born. I command this chronic diabetes. Is that the main problem? Yeah. In Jesus' name, sugar come to a perfect level in the name of the Lord and have no effect over the baby in the name of Jesus. I release the life and the power of Jesus Christ. It will happen. It will happen just like we said it will happen in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Okay. If this Lord can get into the jail, if it can get past bars, I pray that it will. And I pray that, Father, that devils will go as a result of it. Devils that are affecting the mind of this son and will encourage him, Lord, and that will find a mark in the spirit, that it'll find healing power in his spirit, his soul, and his body. I release the power of God. Lord, I pray a miracle, twofold miracle, that, Lord, first of all, that you'll get this in, and then, Lord, it'll have a residual effect. It'll go on and continue to manifest itself. Father, just like you followed in the days of old, the type and the shadow, and you covered the ark because that was a symbol of your glory. Well, we know that the ark is passed now to the blood of Jesus Christ. There's no more symbols. It's over. It is him, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Now I release the very power of the Christ in me, the hope of glory, in Jesus' name. Be healed, Marcos. Be saved, Marcos. Be filled with the Holy Ghost. Let the power of heaven fill your atmosphere behind closed doors, behind jail cells. In Jesus' name, I release the power of God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. That's all? We could pray all night. It is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I love you. It's not my anointing. It's yours. But you've given it to us. We love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Just raise it up a little bit. Let's just worship where you stand. Thank you, Jesus. We exalt you, receive in our bodies, all of us. Lord, your glory. Renew our bodies. Psalms 103 says that you cause our mouth to be filled with good things so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. I pray over myself and I pray over every man and woman and boy and girl in this room that this will be a healthy church. And chronic things that have been around that even people did not feel the leadership to stand in front of this grace line tonight, that those chronic things that have been around for a long time will begin to disappear in these days. Lord, you're getting us ready for this outpouring. You're getting us ready to live long lives. I pray that you'll help us to judge ourselves in diet and food and rest and things that will cause our body to live longer and healthier. Father, I pray that in Jesus' name, that along with it, that you'll cause our mouth to be filled with continual verses of Scripture that we speak as we go throughout our life. That the Lord is good and his mercy endures forever. And that, Lord God, I thank you that in the name of Jesus, that your word is health and healing to all of my flesh and all of their flesh. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Father, we praise you. And we bless you in the precious name of Jesus, that he bore in his body our infirmities, and with his stripes we were healed. We bless you and we thank you, Jesus, that nothing abnormal can live in our bodies. Nothing abnormal, no virus, no infection, no bacteria, Lord, no cancer, nothing, Lord God, that can take us out. We thank you. We speak life over the families of the Family Prayer Center of Immokalee. We thank you, Lord, that you're getting us ready for revival.
in Jesus' name. Old things, we say, are being healed. Your glory is being manifest over this church and over everybody that comes into it and sits under this glory and agrees with Jesus Christ and what he wants to do for this city. Lord, we say that the blind, let's say it, Immokalee is saved. We say that the blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear, the dumb speak, demoniacs are set free, maimed are made whole, thousands and thousands are born again in this revival, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hear our words, Lord. Hear our words, Lord. Let our services be filled with miracles. And may people get born again. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we love you. If you're here tonight, you don't know how much he loves you. He loves you so much. He's called us all to a relationship. Not to trust in a preacher, a pastor, a priest. Not even to trust in Jesus' mother, but to trust in one. His name is Jesus. Every one of us must put our trust in him, his shed blood, for our lives personally. So if you're all here tonight, at any one is not quite sure that they've ever made that journey. Some people sometimes trust their entire life to a church, to an organization, and never really meet Jesus. If you're in question about ever having really, really face-to-face met him in your spirit, I want us to all pray this prayer. This prayer is not a prayer to me. It's not a prayer to this church. It's a prayer to him. The word says that if we believe in our heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead for our benefit, that we're putting our trust in him, that he is the one that saves us and he'll forgive us of all of our sins and wash us in his blood. If we say those words and we mean it, we will be saved. Something will happen on the inside of us. Let's all pray this prayer together. Let's say, Jesus, I love you. I believe in you. Not just in your existence, but that you died for me. Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of all my sins. Everything that I've ever done, from a child to this point in time. Jesus, change me. Renew me. Make me a son of God, a daughter of God. Father, I accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I receive you, Father. I call myself his child in Jesus' name. Amen. It's just that simple. Just that simple. And it just requires us following him. Just following him. Going to a church that teaches how to follow Jesus. Sing that even so. Somebody help me with it. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Yes. Hallelujah. Even so, take your bride away.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Understand you had a wonderful time while I was gone, and that's bittersweet for me. I get all these antagonistic texts while I'm gone, like Marty saying, well, revival came and you weren't here to be part of it. So what am I supposed to do with that? I'm saying, praise God, but I'm not, please don't tell me that. My God. But that's how you get to me. You missed it, Pastor. 20 years you've been saying we're going to have revival, and it just happened to hit when you were not here. My God, that's not nice at all. Praise God. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Onda karese. Chrende krastio chrebatie fraso. I am calling you into myself, saith the Spirit of grace. And when I call you into myself, I glorify Him. I bring you into a room of compassion and love. This is what the world lacks. And this is what humanity has not seen. They have not seen a people that walk in the fullness of my love. Did I not say that perfect love casts out all fear? Where most miss it in their pursuit, They reckon that love is an emotion that they can feel. And oh yes, when you're filled with the fullness of me, you'll feel. Your spirit will fill places in me and baptisms of my affection that you never thought possible. But my love to you is what will be a part of everything that you are, that will instill you, your very inward being, far beyond emotions. Therefore, I implore you, come over. Come over into my presence and spend the time outside of these walls, where that my love can baptize you and take you higher and higher, so that in the days ahead, there'll be no emotion on the planet that will be able to invade that room. It will keep you steady. It will keep you calm. And it'll keep you in peace and without fear. And when you need it the most, it will perpetuate the gospel. It will teach, not just through your words. But like the firstborn, you'll be able to stand and release great ebb and flows of my glory as I will proceed through your prayers. I'll take over atmospheres through your very presence in the room, saith the Spirit of grace. I say this not to those who are preachers alone, but I say this to everyone who enjoys my presence and will seek me. There are places in me that I promise you you've not yet enjoyed. The best is yet to come. If you desire a life that improves with age and takes you higher and higher and deeper in peace and higher in glory,
Know this, that I prophesy to you from where I'm at to where you are now. Wherever you are on this journey, there is more for you than you can imagine. And you are well capable of coming to where I'm at. You are well capable. This is not provided for those who have only all their time to invest. This is provided for those who will trust in my grace and give what time that I provide in grace to them back to me. If you'll follow that margin of grace, I'll empty myself over to you and give you a strength to walk in a place, and you'll actually find something inside of you that almost wants to argue with me and says, Lord, you've given me so much for so little that I've invested in you. But I tell you, it's through my grace. It's through my strength. When you pull away and devote to me what I'm asking, and you know it's me, do not forget. Do not forget the admonitions to pray, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Started the service with I think it was out of Luke. Was that where you were at? She was reading the words of Jesus, and he said something concerning the woman that was washing his feet. And the disciples were, was that the context of the scripture? The disciples were put off with it, religion in him. And he talked about that those that loved the most, he said, would be those who actually needed him and were living in a place where, out of their desperation, once they saw the light, I don't remember how that evades me now, how that scripture said it. They that, how does it say it? That are those that are what? Those that are forgiven much, love much, that sin much, or for that those that are forgiven much, they love much. So what he's really talking about there is this: he's talking about when they first take those initial steps out of a grotesque life of sin, the actual euphoria of it, they walk into a place where they can't even begin to express what's been given to them, that power of being able to change from a life of desperation. And so he's describing that love, that absolute love. But then again, what he wasn't describing, and what you have to understand, is just because they come out of a place of a horrible, horrible pit, that automatically qualified them to love him with an agape that was beyond the rest of the body of Christ. In other words, if you were going to walk in a strong level of love, then it would have been better off that you really, really lived a horrible life prior to that love. And then when you come into into Christ, then based on how horrible your life was before, then you could really, really just love him. I mean, more. You'd love him more than the preacher that was born with a silver spoon in his mouth, because they didn't know how to relate to how horrible it was to come out of a horrible pit into light. That's not what he's saying. It's not what he's saying. Otherwise, if that was what he's saying, then why is it that every drug, alcohol-infected, demon-possessed, Rex and Marcia work with them, bikers, satanic-oriented prostitutes, child abusers, why wouldn't they come in and just absolutely always just go on, serve God for the rest of their life and just tear up all of hell and just give a whole life? But sad to say, I've been in the ministry 35 years. I've seen a lot. Hadn't seen it all. But I've seen just as many of those go back into sin after several years of serving God or short periods of time. Well, what was he saying? He was describing a place of euphoria when a person come into the kingdom that they loved so much in that initial place because they had been set free. But do you know, this is important. It's just what Dave saw, that when you were born again, not everybody has the full capacity at your birth to love him to the full extent. He loves you always from the very beginning in full capacity. The only thing is, you have something on the inside of you that's born with the capacity to go to places that you've never been. In other words, 1 John teaches this. It teaches that you were perfect love, that we've been given his perfect love. That means what came from him is perfect. That seed is perfect. But then how many of you remember the message that we taught a couple of years ago when perfect love goes into perfected love? And that perfect love is when you take what has been given to you and take it into maturity, where you grow and grow and grow. Otherwise, every prostitute that was ever saved off the street and born again, spirit-filled, a drug addict, my God, they'd be the greatest of the greatest. But guess what? A lot of them go back. 5 years later, they're in the same hellhole that they were. Why? Because you have to take that which is perfect and go on into. He wasn't describing that they automatically, once they come into the kingdom, had a love for God that was stronger than the person who went in of 20 years or 30 years or 10 years of just standing in his presence and allowing that perfect love to go to perfected love. That's maturing. That's a place where he takes you every day into a place where he grows you up, and he takes that which is perfect and he builds on it and he builds on it and he builds on it and builds on it. Hallelujah. How many of you ever heard the fallacy? Well, if you weren't been there, you couldn't minister to him, buddy. Because Really? Really? How many did Jesus sleep with? How much drugs did he do? How much was he involved in sin for him to be able to relate to the sinner and get it done? Where we find our ability to pull people out is not what we can relate. That's a benefit. That's a fringe benefit. The power to pull somebody out in that perfected state is where, how far you can go. Walking in the Spirit, praying in the Holy Ghost, and giving yourself over to that place where the Holy Spirit is able to change you from glory to glory to glory to glory to glory. It doesn't mean that when you come in, if you come out of a lot of sin, you're going to love him more than the person who's been actually standing in his presence for the last 5 years. No, that's not. It's talking about that initial place of, my God, this feels so good, I can't stand it. Guess what all of you been doing? You've been taking perfect love and perfecting it. Guess what that does? That'll take you to a place where God can say, okay, I got a foundation in Immokalee, and that foundation's ripe for revival. Praise God.
Candy dreamed a dream not long ago. She saw a building, and she saw the walls, and she saw the ceiling like a builder. Rex is a builder. I was a builder. When you put the roof on it, it's getting close to the end. Then you can start putting in all the furnishings. You can lay the floor and all that. But she saw a roof on this building. And immediately I said, my God, in my heart, I said, Lord, I believe what you're telling us is we're getting close to the roof being put on this thing. The foundation's been settled for a long time. We know who we are. We know where we're going. We know how to get there. No brag, but we understand that foundation. The walls have been going up for a long time. Satan has tried to shake this church. He's tried to drive elders off. He's tried to drive this one off, that off, a fence here, a fence there. Just crazy, crazy thinking. You know, crazy devils can come to smart people. They just all of a sudden start thinking weird, man, and believing weird things. But you know what? You cannot keep doing this. If that weirdness is on you today, after a while, that weirdness will get off of you. Because you'll start thinking, he'll recalibrate you. You're thinking, I don't know why Pastor don't love me no more. I don't know why he don't know. My God. Oh, I don't know why either. I just picked you out and I just don't like you no more. I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know. They're just, everybody's looking at me in a long way, wrong way. And you know what I found out a long time ago about people worried about what other people think? It's a shame because we're in a certain sense, we're really not all that important to people. What? People really don't think about you that much. Because everybody's involved with their own battles. That, what are they thinking about me? Well, they're probably not thinking much at all because everybody's going through their own hell on earth at times. So get over yourself. Just get over yourself. Everybody's going through it. I mean, everybody's going through it. Me more so than anybody, Pastor. Really? Let me match you up with some others that are going through it. Hallelujah. But if we keep praying in tongues, he's laying that foundation. And I'll just bet you anything, though I don't go to the casino, I'll bet you anything before it's all over with, we get what we've been asking for. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I thank God for the path that we're on. Hallelujah. I believe that it's going to yield great dividends in the days ahead. Hallelujah. So something you've never heard around here, pray in tongues. And then after you get done praying in tongues, pray in tongues. Oh, and the third thing I could tell you tonight, pray in tongues. I might as well throw four in there, pray in tongues, and I'll give you a five. I'll give you a high five on praying in tongues. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I wanted to see how long you could go without. You're not breaking down, are you? You're not breaking down. Hallelujah. Praise God. Would you ask the Lord what he'd have you to give tonight? Have you enjoyed just being here and praying for these people and watching the miracles take place? Father, thank you that Immokalee is not only born again, but we have all the monies that we need. Everything that we need, Father. It's not for our self-indulgence. You want to bless us. We understand that part. But we've got a higher calling, and that calling is to see an outpouring in the earth. So speak to their hearts. We receive with thanksgiving. And I want to say thank you, all of you that gave while we were gone. Everything was wonderful. It really wasn't diminished. It has been in times past, but we just saw God move over the weekend. And so thank you. Thank you for your faithfulness. And Father, I bless you and thank you for their faithfulness. I pray that you'll bless them tonight as we give. In Jesus' name, amen. If you guys, hallelujah. And if you have something tonight when we dismiss, if you can come and bring it, that would be marvelous. Hallelujah. Praise God. We love you all, and we'll see many of you Friday night. It's good to be back home. Amen. Don't forget, Garrett Carpenter is right around the corner. Amen. Yeah.